Hi there, and welcome to the Engage CX Marketing Podcast, where you'll discover the latest insights, opinions, and trends within the industry. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Salesforce, the world's number one service platform. With Salesforce, you have a 360-degree view of your customers, empowering agents and making interactions easy for your customers. The result? Deeper customer relationships built on intelligence, empathy, and trust. Visit sfdc.co/customer-service to find out more.
Today, our editor, Lizzie Acas, is delighted to be joined by Catherine Brown, Head of Marketing at SoSure. Catherine is experienced in global brand marketing and leadership consultancy. She has a proven track record of successfully launching and managing brands into new international territories.
Hi, Catherine. It's lovely to speak with you today. You are the Head of Marketing at SoSure, and it was great to hear you speak about your case study, Restoring Trust and Rewarding Customer Evangelism, at our CX Marketing Summit in June. Today, we're going to be delving a little deeper and expanding on some of the key points that you made in your case study talk. And if you're ready, let's get started.
Sounds great. Can't wait.
Lovely. So just to kick us off, could you please give an introduction to SoSure for our listeners that may not be familiar with the brand?
I'd love to, yes. So we offer simple insurance, injury claims, we offer premium cover, and even give money back when you don't claim. So basically, put in another way, we're amazing if you need us, and you get rewards if you don't.
Fantastic. And can you please explain the main hurdles insurance companies face mentioned in your talk and how SoSure was designed to navigate these?
Of course I can. So traditional insurance models have underwriters decide what the policy wording is, the pricing, and the claims experience. It means that they create a policy to serve their needs and not the customer's interests. They're maximizing returns for themselves, which is a normal business, and they're trying to sell as much as possible and pay out as little as they can. Distribution is typically outsourced, and everyone's, of course, incentivized to sell and not really inform the customers. So they don't really know what's covered and what is included in their cover and what's excluded in their cover. The terms and conditions of the process is done to serve the insurer, which means that everything's made a little harder. In our model, and what we're truly trying to do in terms of really disrupting the insurance market, is we've taken control of the customer experience from purchase right the way through to claim. And we've outsourced our balance sheets, which means that the policies are actually designed for customers and not the underwriter's balance sheet. The customers have transparency on policy. We're really upfront about what's covered and not. And the claim experience is designed to be easy and customer-centric, which is new and revolutionary, really, when you think about the insurance market.
Brilliant. Thank you. And can you also talk us through SoSure's reward scheme for its customers, including the rewards part that you mentioned in your talk?
So our model allows customers to refer other customers to us and be rewarded for that activity. So historically, it's been illegal for insurance companies because of regulations. But the way we do it is that it's perfectly legal. But also what it does is every referred friend gets £10 put in their pot and the person who referred them. So it allows our customers to get up to 80% money back every single year when they and their friends don't claim. And our customers are referring in droves, which historically, as you can imagine, in the insurance business, has been very few people actually refer their insurance to another person. So we're truly trying to change the market from that perspective as well.
Brilliant, thank you. And in your talk, you also mentioned SoSure's proprietary technology, which detects and deters fraud at the point of purchase. And you talked about the benefits of this for both SoSure and customers. Could you please explain those benefits?
Of course. So we've developed anti-fraud technology that's being patented and developed with the claims platform that will allow us to fulfill claims without human intervention. This is possible because we look back again at the customer, identified the issue, tested a solution, and then implemented the technological solution, which is quite rare. So, for example, in our case, taking your phone and taking a selfie on it shows us as the insurer that the phone is in great working order when you buy your policy. It reduces fraud, so we can offer great pricing across the whole business. And it reduces the excess to the customers because we know exactly what condition their phone is when they come to us.
Brilliant, thank you. And just following on from that, really, can you also explain how SoSure have designed their policies to be customer-centric specifically?
So great pricing due to our technology reduces fraud. Obviously, as I've said as well, our excesses are reduced as well up front. The policies themselves are designed for customers, so there's no small print. Customers have transparency on policy, and we're really upfront about what's covered and not. So say, for example, did you know that there's an extra charge on most mobile insurance policies for loss of phone, and most people aren't covered? We include that as an absolute standard across the whole business for no extra charge. Because that's what we expect from our customers to want from us, and we want to give them the best possible policy. If our customers do need to claim with us, the experience is designed to be easy and customer centric. You know, we're one of very few companies that replace or repair your phone between 24 and 72 hours, which is absolutely market leading. And in the current world we all live in, I think 24 hours without a phone for some of us is actually quite a scary prospect.
It is a scary prospect for me, definitely. Thank you. And just to finish up, in your talk, you also mentioned moving forward that Social has global ambitions and aims also to launch home insurance in 2020. Could you please tell us more about this?
Of course. So Social is working to build a social insurance solution. We're starting in mobile, we're educating customers about how insurance can be, and then we will be, as I said, moving into other markets. So home content insurance will be one of our next steps. For that sort of insurance, we'll be able to give up to 40% money back at the year if you and your friends haven't claimed. And this approach to insurance is so disruptive and appealing worldwide that we know that international expansion will be one of the next logical steps after that launch.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Well, those are all of the questions that I have for you today. I hope everyone listening has enjoyed this discussion. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you so much again, Catherine. It's been great to speak with you and hear more about this.
Thank you for your time, Lizzie. Much appreciated.